A program designed to reduce gun violence tested in 3 South Philadelphia police districts may become a citywide model. Temple University evaluated the program known as Focused Deterrence, and WHYY's Bobby Allen reports it led to a 35% drop in shootings.
The idea of the program is kind of the opposite of the broken windows strategy of the 1980s, that ignoring the small things will eventually lead to chaos in neighborhoods. Instead, focused deterrence isn't an all-out crackdown. It tries to change behavior before shootings happen. It brings together gang members and law enforcement into the same room, and the gang members are told, you have two options.
If you shoot, then you and your fellow group members will be subjected to these legal levers.
Katerina Roman is a criminologist at Temple University who led the study. It started in early 2013.
But if you would like to take available all of the services that we have to offer you, the City of Philadelphia, you can right now, when you're in this meeting at the end, come talk to our social service providers and put your name on the list, and we'll help you get the services you may need to turn your life around.
Roman found that offering things like job training, emergency assistance, housing, and drug treatment with the threat of hard prosecution if they ignored it did bring down overall shootings. But over the 2-year study period, gang violence didn't change very much.
The intervention is working, but that some of the gangs specifically might not have taken the message to heart.
The program served about 100 people, but only had one full-time social services coordinator. That made the task complicated. The number one concern of those engaged in violence, Roman said, was housing. People needed an emergency place to live.
Because they knew if they went back out on the street, they would be shot, that it was a retaliation for something or something was going on.
Mayor Jim Kenney and District Attorney-elect Larry Krasner are reviewing the results of the study to figure out whether to expand it wider than the 3 police districts in South Philly where it was piloted. Roman says it should be more widely adopted, but she says the city only dedicated $130,000 to the experiment, and in order for it to have a big impact, more money needs to be devoted.
Why not continue it, but continue it with the resources needed to go forward and even expand it?
Without a stronger social services component, though, Roman says it could only go so far. Bobby Allen, WHYY News.